Daylight, September the 13th, morning. If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. My blood is true drink. Eat, friends, drink, and be drunk with love. Oh, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. John 7:37. And Psalm 84:2, Psalm 63:1-2, Isaiah 55:1, Revelation 22:17, John 4:14, John 6:55, Song of Solomon 5:1. Daily Light, September the 13th, evening. You are the salt of the earth, the imperishable. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Sons of God, being sons of the resurrection, the immortal God. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Oh, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fit for the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear it. Ye are the salt of the earth. Matthew 5:13. And 1 Peter 3:4. 1 Peter 1:23. John 11:25. Luke 20:36, Romans 1:23, Romans 8:9-11, 1 Corinthians 15:42, Mark 9:50, Ephesians 4:29.